Well, hello and welcome. It's good to be with you today, and I hope that you're having a great day. It's the afternoon when I'm filming this, but whether it's morning or afternoon or evening for you, I hope that you are having or look forward to having or have had a good day. And I hope these times that we have together help you in your walk, in your relationship with the Lord, to grow in His grace, to know Him better, to be able to experience Him. I want to thank Jonathan and Nikki for all their help in making these times possible. But more than anything and more than anyone, I want to thank the Lord because He wants us to know Him, and He's given us this time. And so let's go to Him in prayer. Father, we thank You for the day that You have given to us, and Lord, this opportunity to come before You. Lord, I ask that You open our minds and our hearts, Lord, to understand this passage of Scripture. And Father, through that understanding, O Lord God, to know You. And Lord, to be able to be closer to You, to experience You, to trust You. Lord, be with us. Open our minds and our hearts. Lord, help us to see You, know You, and grow in Your grace is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I wonder if you ever had a time where you felt like you had nowhere to turn. You were going through some situation in your life, some problem, and you could not find any way to solve the problem. And you couldn't find a way even to make the problem better. And you were getting at the end of your rope about being able to continue on in the problem. And you looked around, there was nothing that you could do to end it, improve it, or get out of it whatsoever. You had nowhere to turn. As we open God's Word to Psalm 62, we find out this is exactly the situation that David finds himself in. David's going through some major problem in his life. We don't know for certain what it is. A lot of Bible scholars think that this is yet another psalm that was written during the rebellion and the coup of Absalom when David's own son rebelled against him and the whole nation took sides, and how individuals, key individuals like Ahithophel, sided with Absalom against David. And it would seem like in that time that David had nowhere to turn. Just as we see, as we look at this psalm, listen to verses 3 and 4. How long will you assail a man that you may murder him, all of you, like a leaning wall, like a tottering fence? They have counseled only to thrust him down from his high position. They delight in falsehood. They bless with their mouth, but inwardly they curse. You obviously see that David is facing some overwhelming problem. And again, many Bible scholars think, and it would stand to reason that this is from that time period when Absalom rebelled against him. But it's obvious that David was facing some problem where he had nowhere else to turn. And yet what is amazing is that when you read through this psalm, is the tone of the psalm. It's actually a very upbeat psalm. It's actually a psalm full of confidence. Is actually a psalm that is full of security. And we read that, we just read verses 3 and 4, probably dealing with Absalom's coup and rebellion against David. And we wonder, how on earth could there be this atmosphere, this feeling of security and confidence? What was it that David knew? What was it that David did? Well, as we look at this psalm and analyze what David did, we find out exactly what we need to do. When we feel like we have nowhere to turn, and you may be there today, you're facing some problem, like we just talked about David. You can't solve the problem, no matter how hard you've tried. You really can't even seem to make it better. It just seems like all of your efforts make it worse. And you're about to the point that you can't even keep going on in it anymore. What do we do? We need to rely on God's security. Look at verse 1. My soul waits in silence for God only. David knew that God was his only source of strength and security. David knew that people could not help, no matter how much they might want to. Even the best of people would not truly be able to solve the problem. Look at verse 9. Men of low degree are only vanity, and men of rank are a lie. In the balances they go up, and they are together lighter than breath. What's he saying? That really there's nothing that any man or group of men can do to make this situation better. Men cannot truly give us security, whether they are people who have low status or high status. They really cannot help us. But not only can we see that people alone can't help, we also see that human power cannot help. Look at what we see in the very first part of verse 10. Do not trust in oppression, and do not vainly hope in robbery. In other words, even human power, certainly misused in that sense, but human power in and of itself anyway, cannot help us. And not only that, but riches can't help. You know, we have this tendency to think that more money will solve the problem. More money will not solve most problems. Think of what David said in the latter part of verse 10. If riches increase, do not set your heart upon them. But why? Because none of those things can help. But David's help was in God. And look at the difference it made. Going back to verse 1, picking it up in the middle of verse 1, going through verse 2. He's already said, my soul waits in silence for God only. Why? From him is my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. My stronghold, I shall not be greatly shaken. The word shaken there means demoralized. In other words, when you're just brought to the end, the fact that you just can't go any further. David is saying, I shall not be greatly shaken, greatly demoralized, stopped, if you will. David knew that God could secure him when nothing and no one else could. And when you and I are in those situations, and you may be in one right now where it seems like you have nowhere to turn, you can't solve the problem, you can't make it better, you can't get yourself out of it, God is in fact the one who is a never-failing source of security. And we in fact need to seek him. But then notice, not only do we need to seek that security that he has found in him alone and rely upon it, but notice as well that we need to focus on God's security. When we recognize God as that source of security, we need to keep our minds and our focus upon him. Look what we read in verses 5 and 6. My soul, wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. My stronghold, I shall not be shaken. I know I read those verses, and if you're able to look at your Bible or pull it up on your phone as we're going through this, you read those things, well, that's very, very similar to what he just said, but there's a couple of differences there I hope that you picked up on. Did you notice back in verse 1, he talked about my soul waits in silence for God only. From him is my salvation. Notice the difference here. Again, verse 1, my soul waits in silence. Look at verse 5, my soul wait in silence. David's telling himself to focus and to wait upon God. David is as Tozer used to say, many times as believers, we need to spiritually talk to ourselves. And that's exactly what David is doing here. He's already stated the fact that he knows that God is his source of security. Here he's telling himself, focus on God. Keep your mind and your heart upon him. When we're in that situation where it seems like we have nowhere to turn, we need to continuously remind ourselves that God is that source of security and to keep our mind and our focus upon him. And look at the benefit of this. Do you remember what we saw at the end of verse 2? He talked about God being my stronghold. I shall not be greatly shaken. But look at how it ends here in verse 6. My stronghold, I shall not be shaken. Look at the difference there. Verse 2, I shall not be greatly shaken. Verse 6, I shall not be shaken at all. When we focus on that security that God alone provides us, we will not be shaken because he is a never-failing source of security. You know, the prophet Isaiah was inspired to write in Isaiah 26, verse 3, the steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace because he trusts in you. When we keep our focus on the Lord, when we recognize him as our source of security, and when we focus on him as our source of security, we're able, in fact, to rest in him. And we will not be just not shaken, not greatly shaken, but we will in fact not be shaken. But then notice the progression. Number 3, we seek God's security. I know that sounds like all these things are very familiar, but it's a natural progression as you go through this psalm. Look at verses 7 and 8. On God my salvation and my glory rest, the rock of my strength, my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. Because David knew that God was his source of security, and because David focused on God as his source of security, he could then go before God and could pour his heart out before Him. When we recognize that God alone can help us, that there's no help anywhere else, it causes us, and we focus on Him, it causes us to be able to come before Him and to pour out our heart before Him and let Him strengthen us, comfort us, lift us up, give us a wholeness. Do you remember Hannah? Do you remember how she longed for a child? And you remember how she went there to the tabernacle and prayed? And how she poured out her heart before the Lord, how God honored that prayer? It's the same thought here. You know, when we're facing that time of difficulty, and it seems like we have nowhere to turn, we can't end the problem, make the problem better, get out of the problem, engineer a solution, we need to go before God and to completely, totally pour our heart out before Him. Just as Hannah did, just as David did here. But then notice where that leads us then. We've recognized God as, and rest in God as our security. We, in fact, seek that security. We pour out our heart to Him. Notice what we find now. Number four, rest in God's security. Look at verses 11 and 12. Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God and loving kindness is yours, O Lord, for you recompense a man according to his work. Do you see what he is saying? The power belongs to God. He's the source of power. He's the sovereign over power. And He uses that power in the affairs of man to secure and bless His people. David is saying that I know that in spite of all of this, God is going to bring me through this, and He's in fact going to bless me. Believer, we can trust God for the very same thing. You think about the psalm that we think most of with David, where the Lord is my shepherd. We know in John he refers to himself as the good shepherd. Hebrews refers to him, he is referred to as the great shepherd. We have a shepherd who will watch over us, protect us, guide us, carry us, and in fact bless us. And we are secure and we can rest in Him because of it. And when we rest in Him, we experience that wonderful blessing of security that He wants to give us. You know, we started this psalm by saying David had nowhere to turn. And on the human level, that's true. But the reality was David had the best place to turn. Child of God, and I hope that you are a child of God, that you're a believer. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I ask you to place your faith and trust in Him, to be forgiven of your sins, to be adopted as His child, to have His presence in your life for all of eternity. But if you are a child of God, you may be in a situation that you think you have nowhere to turn. And again, as we've stated repeatedly, you're in some problem that you can't end, make better, or keep going in. And you think you have nowhere to turn. The reality is, yes, you do. You have the best place to turn, and that is to the Lord Himself. And like David, even in the midst of a very, very difficult situation, you can have His peace, you can have His security, you can have His confidence. Look to the Lord. He will carry you. Let's go to Him in prayer. Father, we thank You for this day. And O Lord God, Your reality and presence and power and working and moving in our life. Father, I pray, Lord, that in whatever situation or circumstance we find ourselves in today, Lord God, that we look to You and rest in You. And Father, especially those who are going through some very difficult problem, oh God, turn their eyes upon You. Father, I pray that they know You through Your Son, and that, oh God, that in this time, that they will look to You and rest in You. Be with them, lift them and carry them, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, no matter what we're going through in our life today or what we hear taking place in our world, our God is still in control. There's still security in Him, and we can rest in Him. And because of that, I hope that you do have a great day in the Lord.